All right, Fox News was brought to you on AM 1460 KCNR by Shasta Regional Medical Center. All right.
KCNR 1460. What are you talking, Bob?
Just got to bring you in manually this morning, as it were. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Thanks,
Good
Bob.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I guess the people on the other end can't get the computers turning right now. Anyway, hey, look, good morning. We're down here at Mount Shasta Mall. We're in front of Macy's, and we're getting surrounded by people here already.
It's our senior expo, so we'll be here all morning, bringing you live interviews, and of course we can continue on with our show. We'll be talking about certain headlines and events and, gratitudes and thanks to, things that have happened in the last couple days.
But as we do every morning, we start off with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, and here's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are pointing to a higher open after positive comments by the Fed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 15,475. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 1674. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 17 points at 3,519. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Pfizer up $1.08 at $29.86, CVR Partners down $1.86 at $24.50, Bank of America positive a nickel at $13.49. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 83 cents at $83.46, Pacific Gas and Electric up 9 cents at $47.45, AT&T down 6 cents at $36.88. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.94%. For commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $13.88, silver positive 27 at 22, crude oil down $1.32, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. They're down at Park Marina Drive. You need some help with what's going on with your investments, give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Wow. Okay, we're down here at Mount Shasta Mall in front of Macy's here. We're getting ready for the Senior Expo that's going to begin in about a little bit less than an hour. And people, the first 100 seniors that are here can get a free VIP bag.
That's right, and that begins at 8 a.m. So you can hear the people are lining up. You get a goodie bag with a $10 gift card, and you have to come inside early using the Macy's entrance to the mall. Also, again, like Carl said, a senior bag at the door. And from 8 to 10, there's going to be breakfast with Manhattan Bagel, coffee, and more. At 10 a.m., senior fashion show in the Macy's court. So come down and see. That should be fun. And from 7 to 12, we're going to have, of course, the live remotes with us, as well as KLXR across the way. There's more to learn about what's happening here at the mall. And
that's right. There's a lot of stuff going on in the weather today. It looks like it's going to be beautiful. And it's going to, you know what, today is the weather all week long is going to be in the 70s. I'm really, really impressed by that.
It's time to do some yard work.
Well, it would be if I did yard work.
You're going to do yard work. We're going to have fun doing yard work. Anyway, currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios, or we're actually downtown at Macy's here. It's going to be, like Carl said, 72 with low of 48.
And
it's a great time.
It is.
In the summer.
It is. And we get back and we're talking about what was happening here in town yesterday, but what was happening in the capital too. Did you have a little problem with the taxes this year? Is your last name Patriot?
Try and get on it with the See if we can get on the
And we return you now to the Mount Shasta Mall.
Good morning.
Okay, right, are we on live? Well, you know, we're having all types of little technical problems we haven't had in like 4 years today. So we're back here in Macy's, and we're back here in front of Macy's for our senior expo. It's starting in about 45 minutes. And with this, there's going to be, in the first 100 people, and there are a lot of people here already, they're going to be getting a bag with a VIP bag with a $10 gas card, plus breakfast, plus, you know, we have everything going on here today. We're going to be talking to some of the people that are going to be here with us today. But let's talk about some things that were happening.
Yeah, let's go.
Yesterday, we went to Beale Air Force Base. Yesterday was Linda's birthday.
Thank you for everybody who sent messages on Facebook and
phone calls
and called. It was great. Ruth, Angel, and Kurt were on our show yesterday.
They did
a great job. We listened on the way down.
Yeah, you did. And the thing is that when you go and do something, and you go, well, why'd we go to Beale? Well, Beale Air Force Base was to pick up Linda's ID card. Her other ID card had expired, so we just went down there. And she had, they said, bring two pieces of ID, which she did, and she walks in.
This is a military ID base. Card for insurance.
And so what happened, now this is talking about bureaucracy, and this is how bureaucracy can work against you and work for you. And this is kind of the story about what people are running into and any bureaucratic. Are we on the air now?
You're back now, yes.
Were we on the air the last 5 minutes?
Yes, you're on, Skype dropped out momentarily, apparently, but you're back now.
Okay, thank you. Well.
So what was the last thing you heard, Bob?
You were talking, until we lost you about, 10 or 15 seconds ago.
Okay, so we're in a bureaucracy down at Beale Air Force Base. So we go in and the first guy says, okay, you have two pieces of ID. So Linda pulls out her California driver's license, and I pull out my military ID card. And the second piece she had was from a Social Security. Well, but it was an older Social Security paper. And the guy says, I can't accept this, so you can't get your ID card. I said, we just drove for 3 hours, partner. And he says, yeah, he says, but you need two pieces, so we're not going to, you're not going to get an ID card. At which time I said, want to bet? Let's talk to your boss. Now, here's bureaucracy at its very finest. Somebody at a lower level sitting there because we didn't have the two pieces of ID that he didn't like was going to tell us no and tell us to drive back for make a six-hour round trip, essentially. And this is kind of what we're talking about. When you get into people that here in the city and the county, thank God there's very few of them, but the ones that are there, you go up there to be helped. To be assisted, and it's, sorry, you don't have this piece of paper. I've done my job, now get out of my face kind of thing.
And that was he was rude?
He was rude.
He had an on top of rude attitude.
Yeah, so then he huffed out to go find his boss. And here comes his boss, gets his boss. And we go back in the office and I said, look, she grabbed the wrong piece of something for her Social Security card, but you've got her driver's license. I said, how about this? How about a concealed carry permit signed by the sheriff? He goes, you guys aren't carrying, are you? No, we're not carrying. We're in a, federal building here. And he says, but you know what? After that, he was friendly the whole time.
He was friendly. I opened my wallet. I felt like a 5-year-old who shoved about 20 pieces of paper. I had my Utah carry. I had my Costco. He said, no, Costco's even further on the rung down. It has my picture on it. No, we need Social Security. And, of course, my passport's expired. So go on.
Well, anyway, but you could tell by his attitude that things were going to be okay because he's a reasonable man. And sure enough, Linda got her ID card. And the other, you know, but the whole point of this is just us talking about this, is bureaucracy. One person down at the bottom can say when, because they don't, you know, they're there to, I think it's like they're there to stop you from getting it done. Now, here's the other part. The people that were doing the ID cards were all just sitting around. There was no line. There was nobody. It was just us. And I, as I pointed out to the gentleman, I said, you know, we have not, she is in the system. Her photo is in the system. We have gotten the ID card here every year, or every time we needed an ID card, it was done here. So all you have to do is look her up under my social security number. You'll see it. Nope. 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 You don't have these two pieces of ID. Well, like I said, the people that you run into every day at that lowest level, you know, have turned out to be the most important people. The people that are up into the managerial side of it, you hope, have learned something. They've learned, hey, we're here to help somebody. We're not here to force you to drive 6 hours because you made a mistake. And even though we know you're in the system, we know who you are. We can, you know, we know who you are. We're going to help you. So it's that kind of thing, is that, you know, and then, and when you see stuff like that, I guess, you know, we discussed that. And, you know, how did you feel at the first part when he said, no? You don't have
well, I looked at the paper that I brought, and I saw Social Security on it, and it made me feel like I didn't read the fine print after driving 3 hours. And I had this nagging feeling like I'm sure I've got the right paperwork. I'm sure I called, asked. But, you know, Carl, I know that you almost like pulled rank. But it wasn't just that. It's that you said, excuse me, I want to see your boss. And,
which really offended him, but you know, at that point.
I'm not driving back 3 hours.
I'm not driving 3 hours.
Without at least trying.
Not for something like not having a second piece of ID when she's already got picture ID and me standing there and being in the system. Anyway, this is just something this is something I would like managers just to think about is that first person that you see, is that first person that the customers see, and now this could be retail, it could be anybody, is that first person they see going to give that type of attitude that, hey, you know what, I don't really want to help you. Even though we've got time, we've got the people, and we've got the facilities to help you, I really don't want to help you. I just want to be here, and I want to express my petty power. And that's what it gets down to usually, is just, you know, expression of petty power. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about petty power. Let's talk about IRS. Let's talk about how far up the IRS did they know that this was going on. And it's not just, you know, like four guys in Cleveland. This goes all the way to the White House, my friends. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1416. In case you're wondering if there's a little click, you know, we're falling in and out. We are live and on a live remote at the mall, and it's a big cement building. So we're here, and we're excited for Senior Expo. And you'll hear everybody setting up. The crowd's getting big. You know why? Because the first 100 seniors are going to receive a VIP goodie bag. That starts at 8, so they're gathering now. They're also going to, inside that bag is a $10 gas card. So I know people are, you know, thinking about, hey, if I'm here, I'm going to be able to get my bag. I think right now we probably have about, 45 people?
No, there's more than that. You know, it's 7:22 in the morning. It's sunshiny. There's people showing up here from all over. But let's talk a little bit about people that showed up yesterday. Yesterday was a nationwide protest against the IRS. And the, so we had, there was two separate protests right here in Redding on the IRS. Bostonian Tea Party and the Redding Tea Party got together, which is kind of unusual because a lot of times they don't do that, got together to protest the IRS. And frankly, they should. Right now, the more they get into the, what's going on with the IRS, targeting organizations that had the word patriotic in it. As I told the story on Monday, we had the Patriot Guard riders. I was talking captain of the Patriot Guard riders, and he said, you know, it's taken us months and months. And they kept asking more and more paperwork. Now, Patriot Guard riders, if you remember, was formed to serve as honor guards for the fallen warriors. And it started after these thugs from the Westwood Baptist Church, which was an offset sect, would come and protest at the funerals of those that were killed in action. And they would say horrible things. They would say, you know, your son's rotting, you know, burns in hell and he deserves it and all that. Anyway, the Patriot Guard riders started to get, so they could form a group between them and the families. And they would carry flags. And this is what started years ago. Anyway. They've applied for a 501 because they do a lot of things for the community and people can donate. And so what happens, they weren't getting it until this broke. And after this broke, this thing about the IRS targeting people, guess what? Just a miracle occurred and they were approved for their 501. Patriot Guard riders. Now, how far up did it go? It went all the way up into the White House. Some of his advisors did know about it and they said, well, why? But President Obama did not know about it. Well, how did he not know about it? Because we kept him from knowing. We believed it was better for him to keep, you know, to not know things, and that way you couldn't say that he was involved in the investigation. So now I'm thinking is, so where is, if you take this another step forward, where was he in Benghazi? The night of Benghazi when the ambassador was being butchered, where was President Obama? The question was asked directly to his chief of staff. Where was President Obama that night? And he would not answer it. So was he in the White House? Did he know about it? Where was the president? They're saying is that he was not awakened during this time frame. So the question then becomes, is with the reports that the administration and the Justice Department was going through their email, getting phone list and all this. And they said, oh, but the president didn't know about this either. He doesn't know about Benghazi. He doesn't know about the wiretaps. He doesn't know about the assault on the First Amendment. He doesn't know about the IRS and your taxes and all this. He doesn't know any of this, all of these assaults. And yet then now you're having people like Chris Matthews, who is Matthews, and he says, we've got, what is the president doing? We've got some guy that's not even taking charge of anything. Rachel Maddow the other day was going after him. You know, we have our president who's supposed to be aware of these things, and now every time something comes up, he didn't know it. Well, what does he do all day? If he found out, he said he found out about the IRS targeting Americans that were using the word patriot. He found out about that on the news. I mean, Linda, you pride yourself on, I know how fair you are. Do you actually believe the first time the president heard about the IRS? That it was on the news? He turns on the news, he's laying in bed with Michelle, and he goes, uh-oh. When he heard it?
I think that basically, well, yes. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I'm not sticking up for, Obama. I'm simply saying that I think that, we were talking about yesterday at Beale, bureaucracy happens and it happens all around us. There could be a chain that goes so far down that he wasn't aware because he's en route to, maybe playing a golf game.
Well, you know, but the thing about it is even en route, he's got people all around him. One carries the codes to launch nuclear weapons, which is another thing that we're talking about. Can he just arbitrarily through his own power reduce our nuclear arsenal by 500 weapons? If the Congress doesn't get into it, then if he can do that, why can't he do the rest of the weapons? And so this is another big question that's coming up, you know, that he's doing things unilaterally without Congress being involved in it. And then things that he should know about, they're claiming he doesn't know about. This is, where's the leadership? I mean, we're not talking the first 6 months of his presidency. We're talking the fifth year of his presidency.
Is this upsetting you?
No, and it should upset everybody. Because as soon as you start going after the freedom of the press, which is what they were doing, and as soon as you start going after individuals because they have the word patriot in a 501, you know what? It's like the Patriot Guard writer said that we should have called ourselves the Islamic Moon Riders of America, and we would have gotten our 501 immediately. So, yeah, it does bother me. It bothers me that our government is out of control. In the sense, if the president doesn't know about it, then it is out of control. If we've got that many bureaucrats in charge, it's like the guy at the counter yesterday. No, you can't get it. Well, that wasn't the truth. You could get it. He just chose not to give it to us. He would have just had us walk away. And you saw it. You saw it in his face. No, you don't have it. Go away. Even though there was nobody there, there people were standing by, he would have had us walk away.
So what do we do about it?
You don't take no for an answer. You do just what these people are doing. You fight. You stand up. You go down there. You protest. You go to see their boss. Unfortunately, the boss of the IRS is Obama, and he didn't know about it.
Do you think that those people who voted for Obama... Probably we have people here this morning. I mean, you know, obviously he won the popular vote, but here's my question. Do you think people that voted for Obama are starting to look at the mess that we're in and saying, not sure about that. Not sure I made the right choice.
Well, I think there's people that are, but I think there's a lot of other people that go, oh no, this is the Son of God. And that he walks on water. Anyway, hey, we're going to be right back after the news. We're going to have some of the people here that are, you know, some of our vendors are going to be here. We're going to start talking to them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, From the Fox Business Network, stocks were modestly higher as Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke begins his much-anticipated testimony before lawmakers. A strong report on existing home sales is also pushing the markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 80 points. Meanwhile, Pfizer is spinning off its remaining stake in its former animal health business, Zoetis. Through a tax-free exchange offer, Pfizer shareholders can trade their stock for shares of Zoetis that were owned by Pfizer. The Zoetis IPO book running managers also gave Pfizer a waiver of the 180-day lockup. And the Vatican's new financial watchdog agency is out with its first annual report. The agency says two of the six suspicious internal transactions it received last year were sent on to Vatican prosecutors for investigation. There was only one in 2011. The Vatican created the agency back in 2010 in an effort to change its image as a secretive tax haven and improve its global financial reputation after a series of scandals. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Ready Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties, building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things,
more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning. Wow. We are down at Mount Shasta Mall in front of Macy's, and we are just having a great time.
It's the Senior Expo, of course, just today. It's a very important annual event that Sharon Clark from Home Helpers puts together. Come down and get to know, and you're going to hear in a little bit some of the experts there that are here. You may be feeling frustrated or stuck with trying to figure out what to do with a loved one or future plans, and there's like medical equipment, investments, retirement planning, veteran services, long-term care insurance, reverse mortgage, home care, assisted independent living. Everybody's down here right now, and it begins at 8 p.m. It goes all day long. At 10 a.m., there's going to be a fashion show. I can't wait to see that. 8 a.m., the first 100 seniors are going to receive a VIP goodie bag, including a $10 gas card, and everyone's going to get one. Everybody's going to get a goodie bag, but the first 100 do get the $10 gas card. Then till 10, you've got breakfast with Manhattan Bagel, coffee, and more. Actually, by the way, currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios of, well, here we are at the mall. And we are going to reach about 77 today, Carl.
It's going to be a beautiful week. The whole week's going to be in the 70s, which is unusual. So, but we're going to enjoy it. Yesterday, we did a we were in support of a of the Air Force Memorial fundraiser, and it was down at the Civic Convention or at the Convention Center, but also at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, and it was a great success. Our people were down there trying raising money as people drove by, to drop off dollars, nickels, quarters, and checks to help build this Air Force Memorial that's going to be out at Igo Cemetery. And I believe this will probably just be the first one because you're going to see ones for the Marine Corps, the Army, all of them a memorial to be placed at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Okay. You know, one of the last thing I want to talk about before we start getting people in here that are the vendors is it's in the front page of USA Today. They show a picture of this of the devastation in Oklahoma, and it is just I mean, it's a remarkable that how many people survived this, because just whole neighborhoods were torn up. I mean, were devastated. I mean, just flattened. I mean, there's nothing left. And I'm not talking about, you know, you have the mobile home areas. And I'm not talking about trailer parks. I'm talking like mobile homes that people have, you know, double and triple wides and this. I mean, those gone. But I'm talking cement houses, brick houses gone from this. This was the second, 200 mile an hour winds. And it was 2 years to a day that it hit in Joplin and killed so many people in Joplin. So these people have been hit with, this is like their fourth tornado in 2 years.
If you remember, we went to the emergency disaster, with the Farrells in Sacramento. We talked, there was a lady that spoke in front of, the first responders, and we were fortunate enough to be able to attend that. And, she was talking about one of the tornadoes that, I think was the big one 4 years, was it 4 years ago? Was it Nebraska?
Well, all along that belt there, Oklahoma, parts in northern Texas, Oklahoma, then you've got, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, all that area in there that has that flat area then in it with the, hot air coming in from one direction, the cold air coming in from the other, which is what causes it. And when it hits together, it starts that circular motion, and it's just, and the other thing too about this one, they only had 15 minutes to give a warning. The one last year or 2 years ago, they had up to almost 2 hours. But this one, when it hit, it went to the ground, on the ground for 5 minutes. It went up in the air, then back down again for another 10 minutes, and it went up and then down again. This time when it came down, 200 miles an hour. And they only had 15 minutes. We talked about that. What can you do in 15 minutes?
We were in the car yesterday. Well, anyway, going back to that mile, the other tornado we were talking about, it was a mile wide. We were talking about the triage groups that came in and set up hospitals, and we just don't realize a disaster that hits like this. Where do you put the bodies? What kind of hospitalization? What happens to the animals? Everything's devastated. It's gone. I mean, everything was gone. They had no food, so everybody has to come in and basically bring in a city, basically bring everything in, doctors in, and do, like I said, make a tent city, and basically in a couple hours.
And they rebuild everything, because your hospitals are gone, so now you have to, just like a, it's almost like a combat situation. They're coming in, they're setting up tents, the doctors are coming in, they're doing mass surgery just to be able to stabilize them, to get them out of the area. You've got, they're doing, recovery operations to get people out of their houses that are in there. And then another big thing we heard today was that trying to find the dogs, the animals that just left because of the tornado. Now they're trying to match people up with
That's
their animals
cool.
again. They're putting it on websites. They're taking them down to,
they're
certain areas.
They're fostering until they can get their
okay.
animals.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Sharon Clark here, who's the one that's putting all this on. And it is getting really big down here. If you have not gotten down here, you should start heading down to Mount Shasta Mall to the Macy's side, because in just a few minutes, they're going to be handing out these VIP bags, and then breakfast begins. Carl on the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM. For On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Enselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBond.
You know, we are live here, and it's 7:43 in the morning, and we're right down here at the Mount Shasta Mall. It's Senior Expo. Our good friends from Home Helpers have put together this incredible event today. You can hear a bunch of people. We encourage you to come down and join us. The first 100 seniors are going to get a free gas card. And you can see right now we're going to be going into breakfast here in just a minute. And you are welcome. Great information here. Looking forward to interviewing some of the wonderful sponsors here today. And with us this morning
is Deb Arias from the Shasta County Department of Health. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
And what are you doing down here today?
Well, today I'm down here to let people know a little bit about some of our programs. One of them is Fun with Senior Fitness, and that's an exercise program that's free for anyone 50 and over. We have about 30 different location sites here in Shasta County, and we focus on strength and balance training. You know, we know that as seniors age, we lose our balance, and we fall, and then we end up in the hospital, and our whole game here at Public Health is prevention. And so if we can keep our seniors healthy and on their feet, then they can live a much more independent life.
That is the big thing. They don't have to go to assisted living areas. And this is kind of one of the things that Home Helpers does, is to help keep people in their homes. But these programs they have, are they free for the public?
Yes. The Fun with Senior Fitness program is free. We also have a chronic disease self-management program, which is also free. It's a 6-week, 2.5 hours a week program. And we have many partners in that program, which is Mercy Health, Hill Country Clinic, Shasta Public Health, Shasta Community Health is also one of our partners that put on these 6-week workshops, and it's just to teach people with any kind of chronic disease, 18 and over, how to better manage their health. It's nothing new that we're teaching, but it's a Stanford evidence-based program, and it has helped a lot of people here in this community.
Absolutely, especially, I love when you said 18 and over. So even though today we're really focusing on seniors, this affects, of course, if you have anything chronic, I think often we have a tendency to, instead of I have arthritis, then once you own it, it starts to control your body in a different place. If you try to work on not letting it own you, then you start by going to programs such as the ones that you're talking about, Deb. Again, can you tell us when these begin and how to get a hold of, find out this information?
Sure. For the chronic disease program, you can call Public Health and call 229-8431 or 229-8481. And that's both my coworker and myself's phone number. And we can get you hooked up to the right workshop that's close to you or the time frame that works for you the best. Fun with Senior Fitness program, you can call 229-8481, which is my number. I'm the coordinator for that program. So we'd just love to. And we also have a Walk with Ease program that's attached to the chronic disease through the Arthritis Foundation. And it's 3 days a week. These are not free. They're about $15. And our Reading Recreation is putting those on for us. And they're a partner with us, and it's, like I said, it's 3 times a week for about an hour. You can get 15 minutes of education, 15 minutes of stretching, and about a half an hour of walking. And it's a great thing. It's a 10-week course.
And where are those classes being held?
That's through Parks and Recreation, and they hold them at different places. Most of the time, it's either in Anderson or in Caldwell Park. And they have a daytime and then an early evening at 5:30 class.
Okay, you know what? We appreciate this because a lot of people don't know all these programs that are out there. And the more active you are, I don't care what age you are, you know, the more active you are, the more capable you are to be able, you know, if you're keeping your body tone, your muscles up, being able to walk straight, being able, you're keeping your core fit, then you won't have as many accidents. I don't care if you're 12 or 80. And these programs are free in almost every case. They help our seniors stay fit. Are you getting a lot, or is there more people showing up for these? Does it seem?
For our classes?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. People are much more interested in staying independent. That's their main course. They do not want to have to go to the hospital or into assisted livings. And mostly they don't want to be a burden on their family. So by keeping themselves healthy, and straight and walking is a help for everybody.
Well, you know what? We appreciate the things that you all are doing, and the fact that if you want to stay fit, give us that phone number one more time, just a main phone number that people could call.
Okay, 229-8481. And I can direct them to a lot of different resources.
And we're with Deb Arias from the Shasta County Department of Public Health, the Senior Public Health Assistant. So thank you so much,
Deb. And you'll be down here today to share information all day long.
All day long.
And now all these people are lining up in a single line. I hope it's not to come over and hit us. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody to fill your propane bottles now. The price is not going down. And barbecue season is here. We're starting to deliver fuel into the woods to the loggers. Everybody's getting busier. Even the construction folks are working everywhere you look. They're digging up something. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the lawnmowers, weed eaters, ski boats and jet skis, anything off-highway. Northern Lights Energy, the only name you need to know. Memorial Weekend's just around the corner. The Happy Valley Foundation is putting on the Strawberry Festival Saturday, May 25th. The Happy Valley Pig Group will be serving pancakes, sausage, strawberries at 7 to 9:30. The festival goes on all day with lots of vendors, old trucks and tractors, and a car show the next day. So come on out and bring the family. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bauer down here at Mount Shasta Mall in front of Macy's for the Spring Senior Expo. Gosh, you know, at 8 o'clock there's going to be the first 100 seniors, and they are lined up around the corner here, are going to receive a VIP goodie bag, including a $10 gas card. And the at 8 a.m. also, all seniors, we've got breakfast from 8 to 10 a.m. with Manhattan Bagel, coffee and more, 10 a.m. senior fashion show at Macy's Court. Let's see, 9 to noon, prize drawings upstairs every half hour, 11 a.m. lunch with Blimpy Subs. And a grand prize drawing at 1 p.m. For three Macy's shopping sprees and all day inside Macy's. You can save 20%, but we've got with us
our queen,
the woman who puts all this on every year.
Sharon Jensen Clark.
Sharon Clark, who's here.
Owner of Home Helpers and founder of this event.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Well,
you look beautiful as always. You're a class act that comes on the scene and makes everybody feel calm and wonderful.
I'm hiding it that well.
You are great.
You're hiding it because I know we've been here before when there was almost a riot
at the VIP bags. I've learned.
So what does this year mean for you, 2013, doing this event?
So this is probably the 15th one I've done because my first few years I went crazy and did two a year. You know what I love about it, Linda, and that's such a great question, is the seniors show up and they have just taken ownership of this event and they're telling me how to make it better and what to do to improve it. They know they get in line. They know they're going to get their goodie bag. I see the same faces every year. And you know, when people take ownership of anything, just like listeners, when people start taking ownership of a station and telling you how to do it and what they need from you, it's just such a value to you because you know you're doing a good service for them. And so I'm really excited. We made a few changes this year. We have the prize drawings upstairs from 9 to noon every 30 minutes. We'll do the 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 o'clock, plenty of food. And of course, the most important reason to come down today is to learn about the resources here in Shasta County. If you plan on aging here or have a loved one who plans on aging here, this is a non-threatening environment for you to come down, see our vendors, visit them, get some materials. If you want to make an appointment and learn more about them, you'll have their contact information. But many people don't even realize what we have available here in Shasta County. What does Adult Protective Services do? You know, what does this Shasta County Veterans Services Office do? You know, what does Golden Umbrella do? So these are great resources to come on down and learn more about them today.
Because there's nothing worse, I'm sorry, the question was, there's nothing worse than being a crisis if something happens. I mean, we have this conversation more and more.
Mm-hmm.
If something happened to either one of us, or one of my parents, who are both, 80 and 82 now, who do we call? What do? We need to set this up. We need to have a plan.
Absolutely.
And this is the perfect opportunity to be educated by coming down here today and meeting the experts.
Absolutely. In crisis mode, decision making is never good. Many times people lose independence because they didn't know what was available. And that, I hate hearing that. If only we'd known, blah, 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 blah. Mom could have lived at home longer. Mom could have been more independent, whatever the situation was. And so we definitely want to be able to educate people in a non-threatening environment about all the resources available here in Shasta County. And there are quite a few.
Well, you know, and you've acted as a conduit for this, Sharon, for so many years and doing such a great job. And I'm looking at it from a veteran's point of view here, that when I was working with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office about in care for veterans, he said, and before I even knew you, your name came up, and he said, well, you know, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, they find a lot of these veterans, and they tell, you know, they find out they're veterans, and they immediately call us because they know that they rate certain things for their service. And so that's where we kind of got to know you that mm-hmm. way, and it is, it's true. You'll find things that once you find out they're a veteran, you assist the veterans also.
Absolutely.
We can't say enough about that.
Thank you. And Dave Lanford, who was the Veteran Services Officer when I first got involved, as I learned more about it and sent in more people, he said, I realize what a big mouth you have and how many people know you, because really, you know, and I meet a lot of widows that don't even realize that they're entitled to these benefits. It was their first husband that passed that was the veteran, and then you're married for 30 years or 40 years or 50 years to your second husband. You don't realize you can collect benefits on your first husband if you're widowed, and he meets the criteria.
I think it's important that you know this isn't, even though it's for seniors, if you've got
all right, we're a couple minutes away from 8 o'clock here at AM 1460. Casey and I lost our connection momentarily. Now we're back.
As a less than senior, maybe, couldn't come down at least to get the information.
Absolutely.
I think it's interesting, Sharon, because I think we as human beings kind of like don't want to.
Okay, our connection apparently going in and out.
But I think it's called responsibility, taking responsibility for yourself, for your loved ones, and again, educating yourself with the information. And I'm really encouraged to go around and see the booth today and talk to people, collect information. And that's what you put together today is like school. It's like school.
school with snacks and treats and drawings.
And a fashion show.
And a fashion show. And so, yeah. So thank you both for your support, and you've just really supported the event every year, and I really appreciate the community support too. And you're right, Linda, you know, no one looks forward to needing anything as we age. You know, you don't look forward to it, but it's like anything we need to prepare for.
Okay, you're listening to a live broadcast from the Mount Shasta Mall this morning.
Side of the age, and you two, you two look younger than you did 5 years ago.
What's because we're
side of the Spring Senior Expo, we're obviously having some transmission difficulties here as we make our way toward the top of the hour. So we'll go to Fox News momentarily here and be back with the second hour of our broadcast this morning here on AM 1460 KCNR Community Talk Radio for the North State. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott this morning, broadcasting live from Macy's at the Mount Shasta Mall, site of the Spring Senior Expo 2013. We will go to Fox News now, brought to you on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center, KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Her name is Lois Lerner.
And I'm the Director of Exempt Organizations at the Internal Revenue Service.
And she's just held a House hearing probing IRS targeting of conservative groups.
I have not done anything wrong.
But that's about all she said. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
She was billed as the star witness at this House hearing instead.
I will not answer any questions or testify today.
Lois Lerner invoking her Fifth Amendment right not to testify, explaining,
one of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals. And that is the protection I'm invoking today.
Her dismissal from the hearing not sitting well with Republican critics like South Carolina's Trey Gowdy.
You don't get to tell your side of the story and then not be subjected to cross-examination. That's not the way it works.
Lerner was the first IRS official to acknowledge and apologize for IRS practices. Dave.
Jared, the U.S. has suspects in the deadly attack at the consulate in Libya, but none are in custody. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
This cuts to the very heart of the administration's stance for treating terrorists as criminals rather than enemy combatants. Five men in Libya have been identified and are under surveillance for involvement in the Benghazi attack, but U.S. officials won't nab them until they have enough evidence to mount a criminal case in civilian courts. The five are said to have known ties to terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb. Critics say the administration's determination to keep these trials in civilian courts is tying its hands. Dave?
Mike in Oklahoma.
You guys need some hot meals back there?
Hundreds of volunteers helping all the people that giant tornado left homeless and more. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate.
Ideally, people have insurance because, again, our assistance is very limited.
Damage estimates could be $2 billion. The head of the Fed says the economy is growing moderately.
The unemployment rate, 7.5% in April, has declined more than 0.5 percentage point since last summer.
But Ben Bernanke tells Congress it's not good enough for the Federal Reserve to end its current economic stimulus. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 49 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3, instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it.
The government's investigation into news leak sources is going deep into Fox News, beyond what we found out earlier this week that reporter James Rosen had his personal emails probed, like the Associated Press investigation. Fox phone records have been seized, a lot of them.
Phone lines that run to our workspace at the White House, the Pentagon, and the State Department. These documents also appear to show the Justice Department gathered phone records linked to Fox News executives.
Fox's Shannon Bream, the White House says it can't comment on criminal investigations. The Boy Scouts of America meet today and tomorrow. considering for the first time allowing openly gay boys to become members, though adult scout leaders who were gay would still be banned. A congressman who resigned in disgrace, trying to make a comeback.
I hope I get a second chance to work for you.
Anthony Weiner, the New York congressman, resigned in disgrace 2 years ago after an online scandal on Twitter in which he initially denied tweeting a photo of himself in his underwear to a college student in Seattle. He announced his plans to run for mayor in a video on his website.
Look, I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down. But I've also learned some tough lessons. I'm running for mayor because I've been fighting for the middle class and those struggling to make it my entire life.
Weiner has nearly $5 million in his campaign chest. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Now, Los Angeles has elected a new mayor. Eric Garcetti, a councilman, beat fellow Democrat Wendy Gruhl, getting about 54% of the votes. He'll take over for Antonio Villaraigosa in July. We're going to be busy traveling this Memorial Day weekend. Between Thursday and Monday, AAA says 31.2 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more, going to a beach or campground or some other getaway. Small increase from last year, still well short of the record 37 million who traveled in 2005. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 right down here in Mount Shasta Mall.
We are live.
We're live down here in case you couldn't tell with like right now about 150 of our closest friends surrounding us. Today is Senior Expo, Spring Senior Expo right down here. It's hosted, of course, by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark and doing a great job. We want to thank Macy's and Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Home Helpers, of course, MD Imaging, Windsor Care, Reading Care Center, Precious Cargo, at this Healthcare, Northern Rehab Equipment, Shasta Regional Medical Center. There's so many of them. And of course we're going to be here till 9 o'clock and we're going to be talking to some of the different vendors. But, one of the things we've learned already is the fact that this is the spot. You've got 40 vendors. You've got all these services that are for seniors right here in one spot. But there's also giveaways, Linda.
Well, that's right. And right now, where we're positioned this year, they have us facing, Hilltop, side of Macy's that faces Hilltop. Usually we're facing the mall. So our booth is positioned in this place and they've lined up, the seniors, our fellow, Reddingites, and, hundreds of people standing in line right now because there's bags. Everybody gets a goodie bag.
The first 100.
All seniors are getting it. The first 100 get the gas cards. Those are already done.
Right.
So what you're hearing right now with all this outside noise is that we're live in the middle of all these people that are kind of coming in and they want to know too as well. Not what's in the goodie bag, but we've got breakfast here, coffee. There's a fashion show. It's information. There's all of these interactive booths. We've got MD Imaging. We have, like you said, we have Shasta Regional, but a lot of outside information. We have Veteran Services. And so that's what you're hearing right now is we are on a live remote. So come down and see us.
And speaking of live, we have Susan Eastman.
Susan.
Of Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Sounds like you're having fun there.
Oh, we are. Come on down.
You bet. Anyway, the markets are, the U.S. stocks are continuing to make new highs this morning after Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said that the high unemployment still is hampered and government spending cuts are still a problem and tightening policy too soon would endanger the recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 62 points to 15,450. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1675 and the NASDAQ composite is up 8 points at 3,511. Active stocks this morning, JP Morgan Chase up $1.27, trading at $54.29. Home Depot up $2.17 at $80.88. Johnson & Johnson positive 54 cents at $89.13. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 12 cents at $20.01. North Valley Bank off 20 cents, trading at $17.03. Bank of Commerce flat at $5 even. Turning to commodities, gold is up $1.40 an ounce at $13.79. Silver positive 12 cents at 22. Crude oil down $1.35, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning. Their number is 243-7561, their phone number, 243-7561, because everybody needs a little help on Wall Street, and they are the ones you want to call for that advice. Gosh, hey, Linda, what's the weather look like today?
We're at 48 degrees. We're going to get up to around 77 today. The weather's brought to you by Salmo Vineyards. Again, come on down to the mall because they're Manhattan Bagel and coffee, and that's going to be free until I'm sure that's gone. But no, we're seeing lines this time. We do this annually here. I think this is our fourth or fifth annual spring expo, senior expo that we've done, and the lines are wrapped around. So come on down. I'm sure it's informative, and again, we're going to get all kinds of information that we need. Now, I know you've got something in your craw. You wanted to talk about the IRS some more.
Oh, the fact is we're going to take a quick break, but the last thing in the headlines on USA Today is IRS official to plead the fifth in the scandal. See, this is, we go back to bureaucracy again. Well, here's a bureaucrat that we've hired to run the IRS in this office. And even though she knew about it, she said, oh, I didn't know about it. Well, she lied. She did know about it. And now she has to appear in front of Congress. And what is she doing? An IRS official, an appointed official from this administration, pleading the fifth. And if you don't know what that is, means is that I refuse to testify on the grounds it may incriminate me. Now, this is the one in charge of IRS, and tell me this criminal mischief wasn't going on. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to have some more people coming in here, some more of our vendors to find out just what's going on right here in our Spring Seniors Expo right down here at front of Macy's in the Mount Shasta Mall. Come on down and join us. There's a lot of people, more and more coming.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Shasta County Senior Nutrition Center, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Arcadia Home Care and Staffing, and Willow Springs. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited.
Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Now what do I win?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:15 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we are surrounded by hundreds of our friends down here at the Mount Shasta Mall here for the Spring Expo put on by Home Helpers. And guys, right in front of Macy's, there's all types of things. Right now, people are getting breakfast.
And we want to thank the sponsors of today and Senior Expo, Windsor, Redding Carrick Center, Precious Cargo, Addis Healthcare, Northern Rehab Equipment, of course, Home Helpers, who put the whole event together, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, and a Macy's. We are smack in front of Macy's,
yeah,
and people, we have a special guest.
Yeah, people are eating right now because they're getting breakfast down here, but we've invited Frank, who's one of the attendees here. Frank, good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Get in closer.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Now, why did you come down here today?
Well, I'm 72, and I thought this might be my place for this morning and see what kind of services are being offered for us seniors. And there are a few areas that I'm considering, like home alarm system and that kind of thing for, you know, if you fall, that kind of. I'm getting a little...
Listening to our live broadcast on AM 1460 KCNR from the Mount Shasta Mall.
Great show this morning.
So this is a great thing to come to then. Yeah. So they kind of puts all the vendors under one roof so that you can talk to everybody. It makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah,
then.
I see lots of old friends too. Old.
Old friends.
So how old did you say you were?
I'm 72, unfortunately.
You know, that just blows my mind because we've known you since we've been in Reading for about the last 6 years, and you know, you're ageless. And so it's really weird because I know my birthday was yesterday and I turned an
Happy
age.
Birthday.
And it's really interesting because I've never thought about it, but you start to say, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm so and so old. And it's all of a sudden a number shouldn't define you. But when you start to think about, I've been on the planet this long, and you know, wear and tear happens on the body, on the mind, on so many things, we really want to know what we can do to be the best that we can be, again,
exactly.
And be prepared. So what are you looking to find out today?
Well, for one thing, I'm wearing a cast on my right leg, a walking cast, and that's from years of, I guess, wearing cowboy boots in my younger life. I was a cowboy. So it's come around here. And, I've seen the doctor. We've got the operations. I hope it's over. But again, I just want to check out the various services that are available here in the area. And
it seems like this is a great place to do it. You know, Frank, thanks so much for coming by and stopping by here and limping over here.
Thank you.
In this.
And, nice to see you guys.
It was nice seeing you as usual. And let us know if there's anything you find that's just exceptional today.
I will. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
That's our guest stopping by here, Frank. We're going to try and get somebody from Spectrum Orthotics over. And in fact, I believe we've got the owner. We got the owner coming over here.
Thanks, Frank.
Do we have the owner coming over?
Oh, the owner.
Okay. So tell us about Spectrum Orthotics and you.
Oh, well, we have enjoyed being a part of this event for almost since its inception, I believe. And it's just a really great event to kind of get out and let all the folks in Reading know about the services that the seniors have. And one of those being the need for different types of bracing and prosthetics if they happen to have lost a limb. And foot orthotics and back braces and all those
things. Yeah, it's
of things.
Not just it's the braces and the but there are other things too that you can do to help people that have leg problems, foot problems like this, so it doesn't get too much serious or get more serious, I should say.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we do, we're taking and we're sort of supporting maybe an injury to allow it to heal, or we're taking maybe a post-op surgery. Maybe they've had a spinal surgery and the doctor has done some internal fixation or something, and then the doctor requests that the patient wear a brace over the outside of their body, kind of like having a cast if you have a fracture in your leg or something, and the brace would help to support the internal work that was done. And some patients, maybe they don't want, he doesn't want to go in and actually do any kind of a fixation. Maybe he'd just like to allow that bone to stay in a place where it will heal on its own.
Okay.
Well, like, for instance, you have a picture over there, you know, and you have to come down here if you see what I'm talking about, but let me try to give you a visualization. It basically looks like a water float attached to the back. It's a blue square. Now, is that a back brace? Is that something that soothes the back?
And actually, that's kind of a neat little unit there. It conforms really well to the low back, and it has several options that go with it. You can use a ice pack that Velcros in there and stays in place and still gives you the and has circumferential support. And then you can also heat up the other pack and put it in the microwave so you have a hot and cold option. And also it will give you support so you can kind of go from working in the yard with the brace on, and then if you're hurting after you've done that, you can pop the you know, the cold pack in here and really allow you to then, you know, kind of not get so sore, you know, in that kind of work.
Well, that's amazing. And here we are again down at the Senior Expo. It is everything that you could possibly want to know about how to take care of yourself, powerful information. We're talking right now with prosthetics expert. I would say you're an expert and owner.
Yes, I am the owner of Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. I'm Jeff Zeller. And we're located at 2135 Pine Street in Reading, up across from Biggins Lighting. We have a full lab there that we can fabricate almost any item to help any specific situation that a patient has.
Well, that's great, Jeff. And I know you've been here, like you said, since the beginning, and we've had you on the show that a lot of the things that you do around here, it's not just in limbs, but also in people that have had mastectomies or they've had breast operations or...
Oh, yes. We do have the post-mastectomy care boutique. That's actually Forever Woman, and that's located in the back part of our property. And it's a... my wife is one of the fitters, and she has another associate that helps her. And any patients that have gone through a post-mastectomy surgery, she can help get symmetry back to the ladies that have had to have that kind of situation.
Okay. That's one of the things I wanted to bring out before you left here. Anyway, Jeff Zeller, the owner, and the gentleman that helps bring all the people, help all these people in Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthodontics Incorporated right here in Reading.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you a lot, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
There There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no musts, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Iranian American researcher Soraya Sepahpour Ulrich is a U.S.-based writer and commentator who focuses on the ways powerful interest groups influence American foreign policy. Soraya is a peace activist and a fierce defender of the Constitution. She's interned in Congress and interviewed Ahmadinejad, and she'll join us this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're on remote in the Mount Shasta Mall. We're here for our Spring Senior Expo right up next to Macy's. And we've got about 40 vendors here. We have a number of people that are, we've had, gosh, close to 100 people here already that have come in to pick up the VIP bags.
And there are still bags left.
And there's a few bags left. Also, we have a breakfast down here. Free breakfast for people. It's being done by Manhattan Bagel. At about 10 o'clock, they're going to have a senior fashion show. And from, I guess 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., they're going to have prize drawings upstairs every half hour here in Macy's. Then again, 11 a.m., lunch with Blimpies. And at 1 p.m., a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees all day inside Macy's, 20% off. One of the vendors that are here, one of the people that are here are set up to help and assist seniors is with us, Susan Tiffany from Windsor Care. Just speaking to that one there.
Well, we're really excited to be here and one of the sponsors. We have our booth right outside the door of Macy's in the mall. It's really exciting this morning. We've had quite a group already and it's a beautiful day.
Tell us about Windsor Care.
Windsor is a rehab facility. We're located just below Mercy Hospital at the end of Court Street. And our job is to get folks back home after they're in the hospital and they have a severe illness or a fracture, they're having surgery. And our job is to rehabilitate them, help them to get on their feet, and help them to get home so they can enjoy life. And it's really a partnership between the patient, their physician, the hospital, in order to get them to move along and get home.
Certainly so. We have some dear friends of ours that have experienced several unfortunate, setbacks with operations. So they would go from the hospital to rehab back to hospital. So the rehab is a very important place, like you say, to heal before you know that you're going into home. So you're the in-between place that kind of really, like you said, it's a patient, family environment that you create to help, your patients heal.
It is. And you know, we just don't treat the patient. We treat the family too. Because the family has to really be prepared for taking the individual home, especially if the partner may be ill themselves or perhaps, have difficulty walking or have cognitive difficulty or difficulty processing mentally and not then be able to take care of their loved one when they get out of the hospital. So it's important that we send them home with home health to follow up on the care when it is they do go home. So we really partner with the hospital. We partner with the patient and their family and the home health agencies to get them home and to successfully stay home so they're not bouncing back to the hospital again.
There you go.
Well, it's one of the things that, the hospitals want to get them out of there as fast as they can, the patients as fast as they can, and there's a variety of reasons. One is cost to the patient, you know, they need the bed space, and, you know, as a doctor will tell you, if you're in the hospital, you got a chance of getting ill, getting sick, because you're around sick people. So having a facility like you all have to, you know, in the physical therapy, get them back up, get them on their feet, help the families is invaluable.
It is. It really is. And when the government today, you know, with all the new healthcare plan coming down, they're really scrunching down on the acute care facility, saying how long the patients are going to be allowed to be in the hospital. And then they want the move to what they call a lower level of care or more of a rehab facility. And so we're going to really be seeing that push happening more and more. And it's actually, we should have been doing it a long time ago, getting people to the right level of care to get the kind of support they need before they can go home and then stay home, because the Medicare does not want to see patients going back to the hospital again after they've been discharged. So we really have to be sure that it's a safe discharge. The hospital wants it to be a safe discharge. And I'd point out that the patients really have a right to choose where they're going to go also, and that's a really important concept.
Well, wonderful. So come on down, everybody. Those listeners today, they're all day. You are going to get a chance to meet some interesting people here who are business owners, very invested in our community, want to see the best for Reading, and this is where you're going to get educated here at Senior Expo at Mount Shasta Mall.
Yeah, if you're looking for a one-stop shopping for anything that has to do with seniors, and it this not just for seniors, but it could be for the families of seniors too, that want to ask the questions, want to find out what's available out there. You know, mom and dad are 75, they're in great shape, but you know, what should we be looking at in the next, you know, 5 years, and where would we go to find this information? This is a great place to do it. So, Susan Tiffany, Windsor Care, thank you so much for coming on for a few minutes and letting us know. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we've got a lot more that we're doing down here. More and more people are showing up. We're going to be talking to a couple more of the sponsors and finding out what they can do for our seniors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. IRS official Lois Lerner refuses to answer questions at a House hearing on her agency's scrutiny of conservative groups applying for tax-exempt status.
I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules or regulations, and I have not provided false information to this or any other congressional committee.
Lerner was the first to apologize a couple of weeks ago for what she called an inappropriate shorthand system. In Moore, Oklahoma.
You guys need some hot meals back there?
People are pitching in with 2,800 homes damaged or destroyed in Monday's tornado. Oklahoma's insurance department puts the first damage estimate at more than $2 billion. 24 people died with nobody else listed as missing. And now the mayor of Moore says he'll propose a requirement that every new home built there has to have a storm shelter. This was the city's fourth tornado since 1998. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Memorial Day is almost upon us. Come help us honor all of our veterans on May 31st, 7 p.m. by attending America's Game, baseball, at historic Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s will open their season at 7 p.m. on May 31st. One half of the gate receipts will go to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Patriotic music, a color guard, and a special ceremony will take place before the game. So join us for an evening of family fun, baseball, and honoring our veterans. Colt 45 Baseball at historic Tiger Field.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
and I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBont. You know, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Good people down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're down here at Macy's in the right up in front here in Mount Shasta Mall for the Senior Expo, the Spring Senior Expo. And all types of things are going. They're giving away free bags of goodies. The first 100 got gas cards. We have there's going to be a there's breakfast going on right now from Manhattan Bagel, coffee, bagels, rolls, all types of things here. And then, of course, there's a senior fashion show at 10 a.m. The prize drawings every half hour from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. At 11 a.m., lunch with Blimpy Subs, so you can be fed all day here and stay here and buy things. And 20% off all throughout the day for new accounts inside Macy's. And the grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Wow, all types of things are going on down here. We've talked to vendors. We've talked to some of the people here. And now we've got Barbara Riddle. Barbara, speak right into this one right here. Barbara Riddle is here. Now, you've been coming to these for several years. Is that right?
This is about my fifth year.
This is about your fifth year. Now, why do you come to these?
I think it's a wonderful thing for us old gray hairs out here. We have a great time here. Meet a lot of new folks. Sometimes we see the same people every year. It's just wonderful.
And do you find you get a lot of information down here?
Oh, yeah. This is great. There's so many things out there to help older people. I'm lucky. The ones I'm still independent. But, you know, you never know when that'll change. And it's good to know that there's so much help out there. We've got neighbors that we give information to when we go home.
Well, you've been very involved. You've been a loyal listener to us, first of all.
Absolutely.
So we've seen you become friendly with you. So it was a kind face to see you at the mall this morning. You are so involved with the community, and when we saw you earlier, you were talking about how exhausting it was yesterday because you attended both of the protests.
Yes,
can you share with us what were the protests about and why were you there?
Well, we feel like the IRS is very prejudiced against people who are patriots and obviously conservative, and chose to put our 501c3s on hold. We had one of our groups waited up to 3 years and still has not gotten their approval, and there's really no reason for that. And it was definitely very partial, you know, what was being done.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I like to get, you know, to see is this. You know, we were used to back in the 60s, the kids were in the streets protesting against the government.
Right.
And everybody's going, oh, those kids protesting the government. That's when we were kids.
Yes.
And now we're in that age group that, you know, we come to senior expos and you all are still out in the streets protesting. You know, if it was wrong then, and it's still wrong, and, you know, seniors, younger people, middle-aged people, seniors, everybody is out, you know, protesting against irregularities or abuses by the government. And of course, the IRS, this one, It was, of course, a huge abuse.
Yeah.
And, when everybody, and I'm talking media, even their own administration, you know, this was wrong, and yet it happened, and the head of the IRS is pleading the fifth
in front
of Congress, pleading the fifth. Anyway, though, Barbara, going back to this, this is your fifth year, and is it grown in here at the Senior Expo?
Yeah, I think I see new faces all the time, and people seem to enjoy it. And of course, the people who have the booths are just wonderful, and just so friendly and helpful and everything, you know.
Let me ask you something. Have you noticed anything changing for you in the last couple years with your insurance or issues for you with your health care that's changed since Obama has come in?
Well, I guess I'm either, you can call me one of the lucky ones or one of the unlucky ones. I do get Social Security and Medicaid, so I don't have to worry about that stuff right now. But I never know when that might stop, when that may change. You know, I pay a partial payment for my prescriptions, which is very, very little. I'm not complaining whatsoever. It's been good for me. But I know a lot of people that if they make a little bit more money, I notice a lot of people are paying more. But they're not really putting the blame where it should be. You know, they're blaming the insurance companies, but the insurance companies are being put on the spot by Obamacare. You know, it's a reality. I mean, they're trying to put them out of business, basically.
Well, you know, this is, we've had a subject on several times, about this, but how it's going to impact on seniors on the type of care they're getting and all that. That's why having a senior expo like this is so important that you can find out that if this is, you know, if this happens and this is available, and you got the Shasta County Veteran Service Office here, you were a veteran, how that's going to help and all these others. But Barbara Riddle, we are sure, you know, we thank you for one being a listener
since
our beginning, and a friend and a great American. And, you know, don't stop protesting. The only way that the government's going to know and people are going to know that there's something wrong is there's got to be people in the streets.
You got to know, we were out there for 2 hours in the morning, 10 till noon. Then we went back 4 to 6. And for the first time, the two tea parties came together and worked together. And I was so proud of that because we all are for the same purpose.
And someday somebody's going to have to explain to me why we can't get all the tea parties together.
I really don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, because you're, you know what? I don't understand either, but they need to get together because before, you know, when you have a united force, then, you know, you can stand up and you've got everybody doing one thing and you're pointing in one direction here. But the bottom line, though, is that they did come together. And from the amount of support you have from people honking and going by, that was tremendous. Yes. Probably the best, I mean, the most support ever. Because I think people are just tired of it.
I couldn't get over it. The people, 90% of them were out there honking their horns and giving us thumbs up. I mean, it was a beautiful experience. It just made me excited. Really made it. They're with us. They're
well,
with
you
us
know what? Way. We can never, ever, ever. We're one generation away from losing our freedoms.
Exactly.
If we don't stand up and fight for ourselves, then we and nobody else will. The government will just keep taking.
That's exactly.
And
maybe
so we need
we'll
to
have
stand
zombie
up.
apocalypse.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Well, that's we're against big government, but we're gonna do everything we can to fight.
Everybody should do what they can, you know, absolutely. to stand up about things that they believe in. You know, you don't back down. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Barbara. We're gonna take
good
a quick
luck.
Break. We're gonna be right back.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Ready Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties, building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're down here at Mount Shasta Mall in front of Macy's, Linda and I, and Bad Bob. We're having the Spring Senior Expo with special thanks, of course, to Home Helpers and for putting all of this together for our seniors and not so seniors. And
constitutes a senior? I just interrupted you, but I need to know what maybe that constitutes senior. Just interruption. I mean, what is a senior? How old? What? I still don't know because I started getting my ARP when I was 49. They were lurking.
They were ARPing you?
Lurking around the corner for me to turn 50. But Goldie Hawn was on the cover, so it wasn't so bad.
Well, you know what? I think that it must be is that I've been getting things in the mail for 6 months, papers and announcements and all this for 6 months, getting closer to Medicare. And then at age, you know, that because of my, you know, I retired from the military and I have TRICARE, how that TRICARE switches over to Medicare B. And yesterday we were down at the Air Force Base. The guys, they were going to give me a new ID card too because on the back of my ID card actually has an expiration date for TRICARE. It expires on the last day of the month before my birthday. So July 31st, my TRICARE expires and Medicare B, Part B comes on. Well, I've had these papers on my desk for 3 or 4 months and I just haven't called because I thought, well, you know, how important can this be? Well, it's very important. So we're going to have Bob Dunlap on tomorrow on the show and from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Maybe we'll bring somebody in from TRICARE to talk about the differences, how this affects, you know, older veterans when they get close to the Medicare time.
I think it's one of those things that you just assume, you know, as you have your insurance card, Carl, it's just forever thing. But it's, again, one more thing that is having to change. I mean, what happened is that we thought that my card was good and against my insurance through TRICARE, through Carl, through its military ID. I've never done that until I married Carl as his dependent. So when we were driving through Travis in February, lo and behold, I've been carrying this card. I show it to the guy at the gate and I don't want to say confiscates, but he did. He took my card and said, I'm sorry, this is expired. Well, so that means that, you know, since we're living in Redding, there's really no place close that we can go to where you really do the fingerprints, the picture. Carl has to be there. They have to pull up. You have 2 IDs, so on and so forth. Well, you didn't know. Again, we need to get that information out tomorrow that, you know, are things current? I mean, it's a reminder. Are things current? You know, did you pay your taxes? Are you looking at the fine lines in your insurance? are you looking at the things that can sometimes come up and surprise you? And again, we're standing here with Sharon Clark, who is the founder of Home Helpers, and the great creator of this event. This is incredible. You must be so proud.
Bigger.
This is your baby.
Is getting bigger here.
I know it was an infant and a toddler, and I feel like sometimes it's a teenager now.
Oh, it is a teenager, and we're watching, you know, we're getting more and more people, more new people, more vendors. I mean, there's a lot of people walking around here.
I love it. And, you know, 2 years ago, it was really a rainy day, and that definitely kept people in. So it's great to have a nice, cool day, a comfortable day. We have our great food vendors. We have some great drawings going on. We, again, have our wonderful resources and wonderful county agencies. A lot of nonprofits are here. So these are companies that can't afford to advertise, can't afford to market themselves. So they're able to come to this event and educate people. We have the Vision Resource Center upstairs, which has all kinds of free adaptive aids for people that are vision impaired, talking watches, talking clocks, signature enlargers, large print calendars, all free for people that have vision issues like macular degeneration, glaucoma. You're not quite there yet, Carl. But
upstairs at Macy's.
Yeah, upstairs here.
And wonderful.
And Pam Thomason, who is the director there, will come out and assess you in your home and help you find the right aids to help you, even like on the microwave, how the buttons are, and all these little things that you don't think about when you don't have a vision issue.
Wow.
But this is just one example of a resource that's free to people that you wouldn't know about.
Well, you know, it's funny when you think about it.
I'm going to go upstairs
after
this.
I've gotten to the point. Yeah, we're going to go take a look. But, you know, I'm getting to the point, of course, I'm wearing glasses most of the time where I haven't. You know, my vision has always been, you know, great.
And he asked me yesterday, does it bother you that you, when you met me, I didn't wear glasses all the time. Does it bother you? And I go, you know, you're so handsome. I don't even look to think you've got glasses on. You know, big deal.
Well, there's something about a senior that they want to know what time it is. Everybody wants to know what time it is. And if you can't tell what time it is, you feel lost in your day.
You know what? That's absolutely true. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you can see when you can do things, you don't understand how hard it is for somebody that can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And if hearing, vision, something, you know, along those lines, but if there's ways that they can help, they can be assisted, and you've got them right here. If you've got some vision problems, you're staying right upstairs. They've got things for calendars and clocks.
Yeah, they have samples of all kinds of wonderful, wonderful tools up there.
We have a caller. We're going to try to make this happen. But since we have three mics and a caller coming in, Bob, let's see if, Don, you have a question?
No, I just want to let you know you're a senior. And that is when your bucket doesn't fit the bucket seat anymore. When you look at your watch five times, you don't know what time it is, and you go into a room and forget why you're there.
Okay, he just said if you're a senior is if you look at your watch five times and you still don't know what time it is and you go into a room and you don't remember why, then you're a senior.
I call that sometimers.
You know what? Well, here's my definition of a senior is I will have something in my right hand and I walk into a room and I put it down to pick up something and I walk out and then I can't figure out where that thing in my right hand was. Because, you know, especially with a cup of coffee in the morning, go in, I pick up the paper, I go back to the office. Okay, got the paper, no coffee.
Sharon, this is so great. Again, we have some information. I got to share with you the story. You'll appreciate this because, you know, you're busy. You've opened a second Home Helpers in Sacramento,
yes,
which is very exciting. We'd love to talk about that at another date because we're focusing on this. Is there anything here about how to improve your memory?
I know. Well, you know, there. Let me think on that one. Well, just showing up and talking to people.
The other day, I have these diamond hoops, and I couldn't find it, and I thought that I had dropped it in my parents' house in Sacramento. Frantically had everybody turning upside down looking for this earring. I just was sad. I cried on the way home. I said, oh, my God, I've lost the diamond hoop. I get home. Sharon, I never put it on.
She had one on, one off.
I had to call my family and go, guess what? Everybody's off alert.
And we'll take a break on that one. We'll be right back from the Spring Senior Expo. You know what? We can all be seniors at some time. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
He's from APS.
Okay.
Adult Protective Services.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindelalis. We operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bach. Hey, we're down here at Mount Shasta Mall for our senior spring, or our spring senior expo right outside Macy's and inside Macy's. We were here with Sharon Clark. Sharon, good morning.
I'm filling in for Linda for a second.
And so you are.
I'll try to do my best.
I'm sure you will. And hear from, of course, Home Helpers, and you're the one that put all this on, Sharon, as we talked about. But one of the people you wanted us to talk to was a gentleman from the Adult Protective Services from Shasta County, and I'm here with Roberto D'Amico. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Just great.
You know, I told him he needed to be in that movie. The name reminded me of The Princess Bride, and we've been joking around a little bit about that, but this is not a joking manner. You're here to talk about how our, what adult protective services are and how seniors are taken advantage of.
Adult Protective Services is the agency that receives mandated reports from people that have concerns about a senior or a dependent adult possibly being abused or unable to take care of themselves. But we also receive reports from anybody that has that concern. So anybody in the community that is concerned about either a senior that's unable to care for themselves or is being taken advantage of, or a dependent adult can call us and we'll look into that situation.
Okay, now this thing, you know, are you having more of these calls? Or is it growing?
It's definitely growing. It's getting more and more busy over the years. It's quite widespread that people are, in some cases, it's even family members or people that are supposed to be providing care that are taking advantage of the seniors or dependent adults. And in other cases, it's just that people are no longer able to take care of themselves and there isn't anybody in the community that is stepping in to help them out.
I was going to interject too. I think that's what I see a lot too is self-neglect. So there doesn't have to be a bad guy. Sometimes you have a senior who through age or dementia is just not able to care for themselves properly and neighbors are keeping an eye on this individual, et cetera. So there doesn't always have to be someone hurting someone. Sometimes it can be someone who just can't, because of age, dementia, or illness, can't meet their own needs anymore. And we as a community need to look out for them and be sure they're safe.
Well, you know, that's, you know, next door we have people living next door to us. And we noticed that for the first time in 4 years, the outside gate was open. And it's never open. And it was like that for 2 days. Enough so that went over and knocked on the door and called them to see if they were okay. And, but these are the kind of things, if you're in your neighborhood and you see something, you have an elderly person living next door to you in your neighborhood, and you see something out of the ordinary, we as neighbors or just human beings should at least go over and try and check on them.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of times just that personal contact is all that's needed, but sometimes it's beyond what even, a neighbor can do to help out. And what we can help them to do is connect up with other services that can assist them. Like, they may not be able to stay in their home safely without assistance, and so we can help them to hook up with services, either private providers or people that are on Medi-Cal. They're low income. They have in-home supportive services is available in this county that can assist them with in-home
assistance. Okay, now, how do people get a hold of you or your department here?
The best thing to do is just call 225-5798. And that, I mean, sorry, 225-5798. Is that what I said?
I think so. I think that's what you said. 225-5798. We got it right here. When we're talking about adult protective services, if you notice something that people are being abused, or if they just either through other people or just because they're losing kind of their ability to take care of themselves, this is the number to call.
That's right.
And you're going to send somebody out there to check.
We will look into it. We're a short-term service, so we won't provide ongoing case management. But what we do is try to resolve the problem that's current and get them hooked up with ongoing services.
That's great. Is there because of the economy and all that, you see more, like I said, you're seeing more and more over the last 4 or 5 years?
It really has increased dramatically. It's very common. Homelessness. Also, we're getting a lot of families that have substance abuse problems that, you know, started out when the people were younger, and as they get older, the toll of what they have done to their bodies is catching up with them, and they're just no longer able to care for themselves. Often there's people trying to take advantage of them at the same time.
Okay, our guest has been Roberto D'Amico of the Adult Protective Services for Shasta County. Sharon, thank you so much for putting this on. This is a huge success down here.
Well, thanks for being here, and again, for all your support, both of you, Carl and Linda, and your wonderful assistant, Bob, here, and we'll be here till 1 o'clock.
Okay, and we'll see you all tomorrow right there on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The woman at the center of the IRS scandal takes the fifth at a House hearing. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The agency's tax-exempt chief, Lois Lerner, has been accused of misleading Congress about when she learned conservative groups were being targeted. So,
I've decided to follow my counsel's advice and not testify or answer any of the questions today.
Lerner invoking Fifth Amendment rights, attention then turning largely to former IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman.
I felt I was taking the appropriate actions and that my course was the proper one, and I still feel that way today.
Well, I'm sorry. That's simply not good enough.
Ranking Democrat Elijah Cummings says Shulman should have told Congress about the targeting of conservative groups. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A possible link to the Boston Marathon bombing in Orlando, Florida, where a man who was being questioned is dead. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Now, Lisa, an Orlando man being questioned by the FBI and other law enforcement.